lifeboats. To save all the passengers, the ship needed twice as many. But with all the confusion on board, a number of the lifeboats were not even full when they left the ship. Many third-class passengers did not have a chance to get into any of the lifeboats because they were on the lower decks and didn't know where to go. Jack wrote in his notebook, "Need twice as many lifeboats."
"Hey, I know what we can do to help," said Annie.
"What?" asked Jack.
"We can help someone find the lifeboats," she said.
"You're right," said Jack. "With our book, we can find our way to a lower deck."
He turned the page to a map of the ship. He and Annie studied it. "We'll start at the grand stairway," said Jack. He traced a path with his finger. "Then we'll go down to the third-class cabins this way."
"Good plan," said Annie.
Jack looked back through the door. The radio operator was still tapping out his message, over and over and over.
"SOS,"
whispered Jack. He took a deep breath. "Okay," he said, "let's go." Chapter 4. Put on your life belts. Jack and Annie slipped through a door off the boat deck. Teddy was at their heels.
"Wow," breathed Annie.
"Arf, arf," Teddy barked.
They were at the top of the empty grand stairway. It was beautiful. It was made of dark, glossy wood. A huge dome with lights hung above it. At the top of the stairs was a fancy clock. The hands of the clock were at 12:20.
"Oh, man, it's 20 minutes after midnight," said Jack. "The ship's going down in 2 hours."
They hurried down the carpeted steps and into the first-class hallway. Teddy followed along. Jack looked at the map in the book. "These are the staterooms," he said. "This hall will take us to the third-class open deck."
"Hey, look," said Annie. "The floor's slanting down."
Jack caught his breath. She was right. "That means the front of the ship is already sinking," he said. Just then a man in a white uniform came down the hall. He knocked on the doors.
"Put on your life belts at once and come up to the boat deck," he called.
Men and women stumbled out of their rooms. They wore elegant robes made of shiny cloth and velvet.
"What's going on?" a woman asked.
"There's been a little accident," the man in the uniform said cheerfully.
"Oh, how silly," said the woman.
"It's not silly," said Annie. "Do what he says."
"Arf, arf,"
Teddy barked as if he agreed with Annie.
"Shh, Teddy," said Jack.
He picked up the little dog. Then he and Annie hurried down the hall. They crossed the third-class open deck, where more people were standing. These people were not dressed in fancy clothes. They mostly wore plain dark coats. They didn't seem worried either. They were all joking and laughing. Jack and Annie slipped through the crowd. They went into a big smoky room. 4 men were playing cards. A woman played the piano. A young couple danced to the music.
"Put on your life belts and go up to the boat deck," Annie shouted.
The people looked at Annie in surprise. The card players smiled at her. She opened her mouth to yell again, but Jack pulled her out the door.
"Come on," he said. "We have to get down to the third-class cabins before it's too late."
They hurried down another hall. Then they climbed down another stairway. Jack carried Teddy the whole way. At the bottom of the stairs, they rounded a corner, and they both gasped. The floor was really slanting down here, and water sloshed at the end of a hallway.
"The Titanic is sinking," said Jack.
"But no one understands," said Annie.
"I know," said Jack.
It made him feel terribly sad. Teddy whined. Jack buried his face in the little dog's fur.
"Come on," said Annie.
She began banging on the cabin doors. The doors swung open. The cabins were all empty.
"The people from this hallway must be the ones up near the lounge," said Jack. "Maybe we should go down to a lower deck."
He started to walk back to the stairs, but Teddy began barking furiously.
"What's wrong with him?" said Jack.
"I don't know," said Annie.
Suddenly the dog leaped out of Jack's arms. He charged down the hall. He was running straight toward the water.
"Watch out!" cried Jack.
He and Annie ran after Teddy. The dog began barking at a closed door. The door opened.
A very small boy peeked out.
Chapter 5. William and Lucy. The boy wore a nightshirt. He had red hair and freckles. He looked about 4 years old. He rubbed his eyes sleepily. Then he saw Teddy.
Puppy,
he said with a huge smile. He threw his arms around the little dog's neck. Teddy licked his face.
Come back to bed, William,
a voice called from inside the room.
Come out, Annie shouted. It's an emergency.
A moment later, the door opened wider. A girl in a long white nightgown peeked out. She had red hair and freckles, too. She was tall and thin. She looked to be about 12 or 13 years old.
Hello,
she said. She put her arm around the little boy.
I'm Lucy O'Malley. This is my brother William.
I'm Annie, said Annie, and this is my brother Jack.
Get your parents and tell them to come with us, said Jack.
Lucy looked confused.
Our parents aren't here. They're in New York, she said. We're on our way to them.
Listen, the Titanic has hit an iceberg, said Annie. We'll take you to a lifeboat.
What do you mean?
Said Lucy.
The ship's sinking, said Annie.
Look!
She pointed to the water at the end of the hall.
Oh, no!
Cried Lucy.
Don't be afraid, said Jack. Just get your coats and your life belts. We don't have much time.
Lucy nodded. Then she went back inside the room and came out with their things. Lucy pulled on her coat and her life belt. Annie helped William put his on.
Let's go, said Jack.
Wait, can Teddy fit in your knapsack?
Said Annie.
Try, said Jack.
Annie slipped the little dog into the leather knapsack on Jack's back. Only Teddy's front paws and head stuck out.
Stay there, honey, said Annie.
She kissed Teddy on the nose. Jack didn't feel any extra weight in his knapsack. The little dog felt as light as air.
Wait, I forgot something, said Lucy.
We don't have time, started Jack. But Lucy rushed back into the room.
Hurry,
shouted Annie. When Lucy came out, Jack saw her slip something into her coat pocket. Then she grabbed William's hand.
Ready? Said Jack.
Suddenly, he felt freezing water brush against his shoes. He looked down. The green seawater was slowly moving down the hall.
Arf! Arf!
Barked Teddy from Jack's pack.
Run!
Cried Annie. Chapter 6.